الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا ضيعت الأمانة فانتظر الساعة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, as we get closer to the day of Qiyamah, one of the qualities that will be lost in this ummah is a quality of honesty and truth. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one hadith, إِذَا ضُيِّعَتِ الْأَمَانَةِ فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَ, that when honesty is lost, then just wait for the day of Qiyamah. That this is a sign to show that now Qiyamah is very close. When you can't find an honest person around, from the common man on the street, right up to presidents of countries, when corruption, deception, looting, stealing, robbing, cheating, deceiving becomes the order of the day, and it becomes difficult to find one honest person amongst huge masses, then this is a sign to show you that Qiyamah is very close. And in such times, if a person brings about honesty in his life, he brings truth in his life, then the sawab of this honesty and truth also escalates. Because in a tsunami of dishonesty, there is one person who is showing truth and honesty in his life. People were mentioning in the lootings that took place last year, that unfortunately we found that in the front line of the looting were people who were working for us, our own staff. People who we trusted with our businesses, people who we trusted with our shops, but unfortunately they were right in the front stealing and looting from our businesses. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stressed on this point several times in the ahadith, the importance of being true and truthful, honest in everything that we do. Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Deola Sahab Damat Barakatuhum this morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the istima a success inshallah. I think it's necessary for all of us, and even for our women folk at home, to make dua for the success of this ijtima. We have all these akabir buzrugan-e-deen who have come to our country, and inshallah their coming to our country will be a means of great barakat and khair for all of us inshallah. Hazrat Maulana was mentioning this morning that if you look at the cornerstone in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then amongst the great qualities that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed even before he became a Nabi, was the quality of as-sadiq al-ameen, the truthful, the honest. People knew Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be extremely truthful and honest in everything that he did. And this was the thing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advocated throughout his life, that a Muslim is one who is true and honest in everything that he does. In the Fazail-e Sadaqat, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi, he has mentioned about four incidents explaining this aspect of honesty and truth. The first incident he speaks about is the incident of Hazrat Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Hazrat Muaz radiallahu anhu was sent to Yemen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a lot of advices, and he sent him to Yemen. And after leaving him at the outskirts of Medina Munawwara, and Hazrat Muaz radiallahu anhu is on the journey now, a few days gone, he suddenly sees from the side of Medina Munawwara a rider that is coming with a lot of speed towards him. Muaz, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling you back to Medina Munawwara. Muaz radiallahu anhu immediately goes back. Ya Rasulallah, what is it that you are calling me back for? Muaz, there was one advice I forgot to give you. One advice that I forgot to give you, O Muaz, be honest in everything that you do. Because where you are going to be now, you'll be in a position of authority. And in that position of authority, it becomes very easy to abuse that authority of yours. So be honest in everything that you do. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this ayat, وَمَنْ يَغْلُلْ يَأْتِ بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That person who is dishonest, he will come with his dishonest deeds on the day of Qiyamah. He will have to answer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for his dishonest deeds on the day of Qiyamah. The second incident that the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali mentions is the incident of Hunain, where it was the incident of Khaybar, where there was a slave of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who had accompanied Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this expedition. The slave's name was Mid'am, and whilst the battle was taking place, he was unsaddling the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that action of unsaddling the camel, there was an arrow that shot him in his jugular, and immediately he passed away. Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum were extremely excited at this occasion, and they shouted out, Mubarak, mashallah, young man has died as a martyr in the path of Allah. And this was the highest objective of the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum, that we can give our lives in the path of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that jazba also, that we can also die to give our lives in the path of Allah. So this young slave is martyred. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking away from there. And his words, his mubarak words at that time is not at all, not at all. Sahaba kiram are shocked, but why, ya Rasulallah, why are you speaking like this? He says, I see this friend of yours, I see him in the fire of Jahannam, with a blanket of fire wrapped around him. And this was because on one occasion, he took a blanket that did not belong to him without permission, and he was using that blanket that belonged to someone else. Dishonestly he took it. As a result of this one dishonest deed of his, even though he died as a martyr, I see him burning in the fire of hell. The third incident that the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali mentions is about a person who passed away in the battle of Hunain. He too was made a martyr in the path of Allah. His janazah was brought in the front. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked to perform the janazah of this young man. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refuses to perform the janazah. And he says, I will not perform the janazah of a dishonest person. So the sahaba kiram ask him, but how, ya Rasulullah? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when the mali ghanimat, the booty was kept on one side, your friend went and took something from there dishonestly. And as a result of this dishonesty of his, I will not perform his janazah salah. So much of emphasis on this aspect of honesty. And the fourth incident that the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali mentions is about a person who was in a marketplace and he was selling his grain. And the grain that he was selling, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put his hand inside the pile of grain, he found that the inside of it was moist and wet. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, why are you selling wet grain to the customers? So he says, Ya Rasulullah, it rained last night. My grain got wet. And I cannot sell wet grain to somebody because they will not purchase it. It will ferment and it will rot. So I thought of a plan of camouflaging this grain of mine by mixing the dry one with the wet one and selling it to the customer. In this way, he will purchase it from me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upset with him. He says, this is dishonesty. How can you deceive your customer like this? Man ghashana falaysa minna. Who deceives us is not from amongst us. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that you don't deceive your customers. You don't lie, you don't cheat. You be honest and truthful. And in that honesty and truthfulness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you and Allah ta'ala will bless you. My respected elders and friends, unfortunately, it has become such amongst us that lying, cheating, deceiving, robbing, it's actually like an act of merit amongst us today. A Muslim was a person who you could always trust. If he gave you his zaban, he gave you his word, he gave you his life, you could trust him just on his word, that because this man is a Muslim, I can trust him. And you know, if you were dealing with a Muslim and he gave you his word, he'll never go against his word because of his iman and his Islam. But today the roles have reversed to such an extent that a person will say, don't ever trust a Muslim, because he will stab you in the back and he'll cheat you and he'll deceive you, unfortunately. This is how much our roles have changed. So the importance of bringing this honesty and this truth back into our lives, people will speak and they'll say that unfortunately in our businesses today, we are running businesses, we are running supermarkets, we are running shops, but the people who are stealing the most in our shops are our staff. The people who we give our business, we give our keys to, the people who we trust, they are the people who are stealing the most in our businesses. Why is it that the Muslim has lost his honesty? Why is it that the Muslim has lost his trust? Why is it that we cannot trust a Muslim anymore? So to come back upon this, what the teaching of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, Maulana Katani Sahib was mentioning to us, he was saying one day he was coming out of the masjid, Masjid al-Hilal, one person was giving him a lift. So Maulana saw in his car, he got a for sale sign. So Maulana says, I just looked over to see the odometer, and I saw that the mileage was quite low. So I'm asking him that you're selling a brand new car. Car is so new, you're selling it. He said, Maulana, actually it's not new. I just disconnected the odometer. So the mileage will stay low. When I sell the car, I can get a better price from my customer. Maulana said, this is cheating. How can you cheat your customer like this? A Muslim doesn't cheat. He said, Maulana, I didn't know he's cheating. I thought I'm being smart. He said, he's not being smart. This is lying. This is deceiving your customer. How can you ever deceive your customer like this? So the importance of being true and truthful to people that we are dealing with, it happens in so many cases. You find a person is running a business. A person is running a business. He's robbing his partner. He's robbing the staff that are there in the business. A person has got, his father passed away. So he's the big brother in charge of the inheritance. But he will do everything to rob his sisters of their proper share and their haqq. He'll go and tell them, you know what, hey, you know, I was here with father, we did everything for you. Now you want every cent from there? So the sister also, she'll feel hard to tell the brother, that no, hey, whatever it is, inshallah, you decide, we leave you in charge. But then he robs them of their proper haqq and their share. All of this will be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, for our deeds, how we conduct ourselves, how we present ourselves. One day we all have to stand before Allah. And one day we have to answer in front of Allah for our deeds. Our Hazrat Mufti Sahib always tells us, he says, nowadays we must put a monitor on our tongues and on our hearts. Everything we say and everything we do, we feel that we can rob this one, run this one down, cheat that person. But don't forget that Allah is above and Allah is watching everything that we are doing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ Allah is watching us. That nasty actions of ours, those evil deeds of ours, we thought we were smart, we thought we acted craftily, and we got away with it. But remember, that thing will come back and bite you somewhere. It must come back and boomerang at you somewhere. So be careful of everything we say, and be careful of everything we do. This aspect of truth and honesty and the importance of it, one person was mentioning, he said, Maulana, I had one helper, she was working for me at home for 15 years. He says, in that 15 years, I can't point a finger at her one day for anything missing in my house. He says, not one cent ever went missing. She was so honest. She was so honest, I could leave my whole house to her and go away for days on end. I knew nothing will go missing from there because of how honest this woman was. But he says, after she left, I just can't have rahat and rest. Every day one phone is going, or some jewelry is going, money is going, things are going missing from the house. I can't just find an honest person to work for me. Today people are looking for this. They're looking for honest people. I've got a business, or I've got a factory, or I've got a wholesale, and I'm looking for honest people. Hazrat Shu'ayb alayhi salam mentioned the same thing. He said, "Inna khayra man ista'ajarta al-qawiyul amin." When you're looking for a person to work for you, then there's two qualities you look for. One is capability, and one is honesty. If a person has these two qualities in him, capability and honesty, then you take this person on and you take him to work for you. Inna khayra man ista'jarta al-qawiyyul amin. Capability and honesty in a person. So we see that over and over again, these aspects of honesty and truth. Honestly speaking, up till now, do we know the whole truth behind this whole virus and vaccine story? We were in Jamaat now in Cape Town. We met one Buddha over there. He was mentioning to us. He said, Monana, if this virus thing is working, why are people getting sick after taking the vaccine? They're taking the vaccine, they're still getting sick. And if it's not working, then why are they forcing it upon us? And he's saying that in the masjid that they're going, they want us to stand apart from the masjid. But in the plane, when you're jumping in the plane from Cape Town to Durban, it's fine for everybody to sit shoulder to shoulder in the plane for 2 hours. But it's not okay to stand for 5 minutes in salah shoulder to shoulder. So people are asking these questions. You see, when I enter a restaurant, they tell me no mask, no entry. I can't walk into the restaurant without the mask. But after I buy my food and I sit on the table, I can take out my mask and eat. So people are asking, what's the truth behind this? We're still not sure. We're not sure what's the real story behind this. People are looking for the truth. People are looking for honesty. That what is the truth behind all of this? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one hadith, لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له. That person who doesn't have honesty in him, he doesn't even have iman in him. Honesty and iman go together. That if you lost honesty, you lost your iman. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was a very great sahabi. One day he was going on a journey and he stopped in the desert. It was a time of Zuhar and he called out the azan. One shepherd came to join them for the salah. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was so amazed. Look at this young boy. He's coming to perform his salah. He's herding his sheep. He had wudu. He came to perform the salah. After the salah, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu laid out the dastarkhan. He told him, young boy, come and join us in our meals. This is what they teach you when you go out in the path of Allah. The fourth point is ikram. That you put your dastarkhan, you share with others what you are enjoying also. So you put the dastarkhan down. You say, join us in our meals. So this young boy, he says, Jazakallah, I'm fasting today. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, on a hot day like this, when there's a hot wind blowing, and it's not even Ramadan and you're fasting, he says, I got umid and hope Allah will reward me for my roza on the day of Qiyamah. So Abdullah ibn Umar is surprised with this boy. He says, okay, see, you got a whole flock of sheep here. Yeah? I want one sheep. We'll buy this thing for iftar, inshallah. So he says, I can't sell you the sheep because I'm not the owner of the sheep. I'm only the shepherd and I'm in charge of just looking after the sheep. So Abdullah ibn Umar says, I thought, let me test him out. I said, very good. I will give you one amount of money. You take that money, you put in your pocket. You give me one sheep. We'll slaughter that thing, we'll eat it. If your master asks you what happened to that sheep, just tell him one wolf devoured it. One wolf devoured it. He'll never know that we ate that thing for iftar. When he said this, this young boy just looked towards the heavens and he said, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ. Then where is Allah? If I'm going to lie to my master like this, can I lie to Allah on the day of Qiyamah? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was so excited. He was so excited, he purchased this boy. He purchased that flock of sheep. He freed the boy and he gave him the flock of sheep as a gift. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَا. Allah doesn't forget the good deeds that we do. The good that we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely reward us for the good that we do. A person is honest. He may lose out on a few rands now, but Allah ta'ala will reward him tremendously afterwards. In our madrasa, there was one student, he came to learn in the madrasa, in the imamat class, accepted Islam, and he came to learn. So he was learning in the madrasa. One of the things he learned is that the Muslim must be true and honest in everything that he does. So he came to the ustads and he mentioned to them, I was working in a spare shop. And when I was there in a spare shop, I remember one day I stole a car battery. I stole a car battery from there. What must I do now? So the ustads advised him that what you do is you go back to the owner and be true and honest. Explain to him your condition. At that time you didn't know, but now that you know, you want to pay for that battery and you're ready to recompense him for whatever was stolen. So he went up, truth and honesty. He came up to him and he said, sir, you remember me? He said, I remember you were working for me many years ago. He said, when I was working for you, one day I stole one car battery. And I went now to the madrasa. I'm now going out in the path of Allah for 4 months. But before I go, I want to go clear. So this is what I did when I was here. And I came to pay for that thing. He took out the money, whatever it was, 500-600 rands. And he gave the person, he said, I want to pay for it. When he gave that money to that person, the owner of the spare shop, the man started crying. He gave him the money back. took out 1,000 rand from his pocket, he put it in his hand. He says, you go out in a path of Allah and you make dua for me also. This is the barakat of honesty. If we are true and honest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. In dunya also Allah ta'ala will reward us. In the akhirat also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. So as far as possible we try. We try to be true, we try to be honest in everything that we are doing, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward us for this. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Hassan Sahab Gangoi rahmatullah alayh, he mentions one incident. He says once there was a person who was traveling in India, and whilst he was traveling, he had a bag with him, and in this bag he had a huge sum of money with him. And when he reached the station commander mentioned to him that from here to your destination, there will be no train traveling at night. You can only go tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, there is a train that is leaving. Now this person is worried that I've got this bag of money with me and I have to spend the night here on the station. What is going to happen to me? So he asked the station commander that I cannot spend the night here on the platform. I've got this bag with money inside and it's dangerous for me to be here in the platform. Where am I going to spend the night? So the station master told him, I've got one room. If you want, you can go and sleep the night in my room. In the morning, you can buy your ticket and you can go home. So he says, okay, he took his bag. But when he's walking with the bag to the room, the station master is looking carefully at his bag. That this musafir got a whole bag of money. And his whole niyat started changing. Again, we're speaking about dishonesty. This person goes into his room. He finds a place there on the bed. And he falls off. He tries to sleep. But unfortunately, the sleep is not coming. It happens to a person when you're traveling sometimes. The sleep just doesn't come. So the station master now, he calls one of the menial workers, Chaprasi. He says, come here. You see, in my room, there's one person, he's sleeping there. He's got a big bag of money. If you go there in the middle of the night, you'll find him sleeping in my bed. You kill him, take his body and dump it in the river. We'll take that bag, we'll split the money between the two of us. Remember, Allah is watching everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching everything. And we sometimes think we can get away with these dishonest deeds of ours by robbing and stealing. But we forget it will come back to us someday. So he makes his whole plan. Musafir in the meantime is sleeping in the bed. He can't get sleep. In the middle of the night he wakes up. He says, I'd rather go to the platform and buy myself a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. Takes his bag with him. He's gone to the platform. In the meantime, the station master's son, who's a university student, he comes looking for his father. He was studying till late at night. And when he comes to the room, he sees the door is open. Father is not there. And he's feeling very tired. He says, I'd rather just go and have a nap there on my father's bed. And as he jumps into the bed, covers himself with a blanket, the chaparasi comes along with a dagger in his hand. He stabs the person to death, throws his body into the river. Job done, he comes and reports to the station master. In the morning when the 6 o'clock train is going, Musafir got his bag in his hand, his ticket in the other hand. Jazakallah sahab, you gave me your room last night to sleep. I got my ticket, I'm leaving for home now. The station master's eyes is falling. The way this dead man came, and ways later on he comes to know that the person who he killed was his own son. This aspect of dishonesty is such, it must come back and bite you somewhere. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًا. Allah Ta'ala doesn't forget. Allah Ta'ala is watching us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his Mubarak hadith has taught us over and over again as a Muslim, be true and truthful and honest in everything that you do. This is something that we must learn and we must bring into the lives of our children also. That as a child is growing up, this value must be instilled in them. That you be true and honest in everything that you do. Never ever be deceiving. Never ever speak a lie. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this one dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khiyana fa innaha bi'satil bitana. O Allah, I seek your protection from dishonesty. For indeed this is a very evil quality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from dishonesty and make us true and honest Muslims in every sense of the word. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.